The stock market has boomed since March of 2009, putting a dollar into the popular S&P 500 index that tracks the largest companies that trade on U.S. stock exchanges in March of 2009 would leave you today with about $3. That's a 200% return. But only 49% of Americans have any money in stocks at all, according to the most recently released Federal Reserve report. That 49% figure encompasses everyone invested in retirement funds like pensions and 401k plans, as well as those who take the time and effort to purchase specific stocks, whether General Electric, Facebook, or Ford. As reported by CNN Money, even among the half of Americans that has money in the market, there are vast disparities. The top 10% of American households have a median value of $282,000 in the stock market. That compares to a mere $14,000 for members of the middle class. Education also plays a major role. 72% of households, led by someone with a college degree, have investments in stocks, compared to only 35% of households headed by someone with a high school degree as their highest form of educational attainment. Despite the heady performance of the past 5 years, many people remain hesitant to engage the stock market. In 2007, prior to the economic downturn, stock ownership peaked at just over 53% of American households. For WYPR, I'm Anibon Basu.